This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. Transmitted directly from the Rio Sao Paulo Enclave. Rio Sao Paulo, stronger than ever.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Good day. This is a secured transmission. Do not decrypt at any public terminal. As complications have been uncovered in the shutdown sequence for Moonbase Theta, Consortium Communications has been asked to provide archival files for certain active personnel. This is a report on said personnel activities before the moon. The following is file BTME7, code word escape.
Did you bring me any treats?
Right. You know what he says.
She can come in and ask for herself.
Not worth it. I'm fine where I am.
It's a nice enough night. There's hardly any smoke.
I can still smell it.
The flowers help. I know you like the flowers. You've got your nose in them all the time. Fine, you ninny.
Ninny?
I'm gonna go run a few laps around the garden. You keep making sure the porch doesn't escape.
Goddamn hilarious. Ninny? What a dork.
When we are at the end, you and I, my only friend, until the universe goes cold, I only want your hand to hold.
Quit yowling or they'll come outside.
Not inside, Dad. He's probably in bed for the night.
You shouldn't call him that.
What? We've got an inside dad and an outside dad. You know it's true.
Still!
You're such an inside dad's pet.
Am not.
You're a both dad's pet. Were they still fighting?
It's not really a fight. They just...
So, yes.
You sounded scared.
Which one?
They both sound scared.
It's a fucked up world. All the more reason to get out of here.
Don't start.
You think we ought to stay here? The way things are?
How is that their fault?
Fault doesn't matter. We just have to get out. They're not gonna do it. They're not gonna let us do it. What choice do we have?
Just wait, okay? Something might... You don't know.
This place is getting worse all the time, and if we have to go it on our own, at least we've got each other. We can live our own lives somewhere, figure it out for ourselves.
I don't think I can.
You have to. We're in this together. You and me. From the beginning.
Why is it always your things when it becomes you and me? I could say the same thing.
Aren't you ready to get out? To control your own life? We're old enough. We deserve a chance.
You're talking like we're prisoners. They're our dads. We go places together. We take walks.
How long will those walks be enough? Don't you want to run? All the running you do in here, I think you'd be ready.
Well, maybe I'm not.
Come on.
Not yet. Give me some time.
I don't know how much time there is.
Of course I want to get away. It all sucks. I'm scared.
Then why don't we...
They're still here! Our home is here. We're still safe.
You don't know that.
For now. For now. I'm not ready to cut my family in half and leave everything. Not yet. I'm not ready.
How do you even know?
They never let us out. Not really. You have no idea if we're ready.
I'd be able to feel it. You're not the only one feeling things. They're still here. We take walks. We've got the ball to look forward to.
Okay, maybe you're not old enough.
Screw you, I'm going inside.
We've got the ball to look forward to? She's so spoiled. Like I give a shit about the ball. I'm not going in. What's so great about inside?
I'm not here for you. You don't own the outside.
No, your dad does.
He's just in there sitting. Not doing anything, just sitting.
So what?
You know they could find us, right? Even if we got away.
How?
Did you forget about the chips?
Those aren't... They can't track us with those. That just tells people who we are.
You think I'm naive?
That's not gonna stop me.
Just... Could you wait a while? For me?
How many times are we going to do this?
For me?
We can't just sit around here forever. How long will there even be a here? At some point, you gotta...
But not tonight. For me?
Damn it. You're lucky we're related. For you.
Want to race down to the end of the garden and back?
Don't push it.
What were you singing earlier?
Just a thing I'm writing.
Let's hear it.
It's mostly just words. The tune keeps changing.
Until the stars go black, I'm here with you and no turning back. And when the worlds collide, you're still the one I'm standing beside.
Ugh, girls, quiet now. Your other dad needs his sleep. It's time you come inside anyway.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
The siren.
At this point, I'd have to ask which one.
Yeah. It's cold out here. I'm just gonna pop back inside. For a minute.
There's nothing left in there.
It's just chilly.
You're hanging on. You always do this.
It was our home.
It was. But you know it's time. You know that, right?
Those men before, I was ready to...
Me too. If he hadn't stopped us, I would have.
They're still out there. somewhere.
Guys like that are busy everywhere tonight. We can handle them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are going inside?
No. You're right. What's he doing?
What else? He's at the end of the garden, looking up.
Every night.
Every night. I think that's where Inside Dad went.
Into the sky?
Maybe. I don't know. But that's when he started looking up.
It's been so long since he left. It feels like forever.
Do you remember his voice? There'd be a new message, and sometimes he'd say our name.
Even that's been a while. Cass! Oh, Cass!
What now?
If we leave, when we leave, Inside Dad won't know where to find us! Cass, when he comes back! When he comes back!
Maybe that's not gonna be a thing.
What do you mean that's not gonna be a...
Paul, we should get going. It's time. You can feel it, right? It's time. We're ready. There will be more men, and more smoke, and more noise, and... The door's open. The door's gone. We can walk right through it. We can run.
It's not gonna be a thing.
We have to go, Paul. You and me. Just you and me.
No! Cass, no!
It's time. We have to go.
Not without... Look at him! Standing there, all alone.
Everything left of him is up there, somewhere. We can't fix that.
No! He looks up, sure, but he looks down, too. He still sees us. He won't keep himself together. You know what he's like. If someone attacks, he'll try and talk to them. He needs us. We can't just...
We have to. It's you and me.
It'll still be you and me. And?
He'll slow us down.
He found us. He brought us in.
We can't.
Look at him there.
Damn it.
I promise.
The shit I do for you, sis.
Teach me that song. The one you made up back when...
When we are at the end.
When we are at the end.
You and I, my only friend. Until the universe goes cold, I only want your hand to hold.
Girls, come look at the moon with me.
We should go get him.
Let's go. Cass, do you think he'll bring the ball?
He's not gonna forget the ball.
What have you been up to, ladies? I know. It's almost time to go.
Today's episode featured Mandy Hall as Cass, Cody Phillips as Paul, and Gabrielle Tanico as Alex. It was written, edited, and produced by DJ Silvis. Theme music is Star by the band Ramp. You can find more information and a transcript of the episode on our website, monkeymanproductions.com. Well, folks, this is it, the great big surprise ending to our flashback miniseries. I hope you enjoyed every episode. I hope you know how much you're a part of this and every story we tell. You're our crew, our found family, our monkey folks and moon basians, and you get what I'm saying. If all is well and the stars align, we're not too far now from moving forward again with Moonbase Theta out season 3. So keep listening, keep your heart in the stars, and keep watching the moon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum-Dums and Dice would like to welcome you into the Mythos Mysteries, a live play Pulp Cthulhu podcast where improvisers and comedians venture into dangers beyond their wildest imagining. Our story begins with two erstwhile companions on a long and winding road. They think they are fleeing danger, but greater horror awaits them when they arrive. For they are not just running away from mortal danger, but towards the Mythos Mysteries.
Whoever you are, we're not scared of you.
You hear a voice from inside that says, "Please, help. I'm inside. The dresser, help."
Now I need you to listen to my very explicit instructions here, Adrian.
Okay.
Please ready your punch and fists.
Yeah, they're always ready.
Now I'm gonna open the door.
Okay.
And we're gonna look inside the dresser.
What if we don't? Could we not?
I need you to be brave for me.
Okay.
You were always very brave.
Okay. So we're going to open the door and you're going to look in the dresser. And yes. Then what?
And then if I tell you to,
yep,
we're going to punch it.
The dresser? You said I had to be very, you said explicit.
If there is someone in the dresser,
I'm punching.
We're going to punch him.
What if it's a ghost?
Well, then we're going to have ourselves a fun time. So,
like a party?
Like a birthday party.
Okay, so we'll do some dancing and there will be a cake. Hopefully the ghost brought it.
Yes.
Okay, I can do this.
Okay. I'm going to open the door now.
Okay.
I'm going to open the door.
You open the door and the dresser is back upright. All the drawers are back inside. But now it is next to the window. And the bed is in a different corner.
Of course it is.
And the blood is pooling on the floor instead of the ceiling. It's dripping up.
The Mythos Mysteries. Episodes are available now.